This summer, one of the largest birds in North America unexpectedly showed up in Washington State's Puget Sound. Now, American white pelicans are in Salt Lake and Northern California, but Washington State bird watchers are all a Twitter over these rare sightings. Fun for them, but maybe not such a good thing for the pelicans. Katie Campbell from Here Now contributor EarthFix reports.
It's a steep hike down to the shores of Padilla Bay. We're in Puget Sound, Washington State.
Okie doke.
All right, we got set up here.
But citizen scientists Matt Kirschbaum and Sue Ayler are used to it. As volunteers with a group that's studying the area's heron population, they come here every other week, all summer long.
We make a sweep with the spotting scope from left to right, and we count everything that we see with a hand counter. I call it a tallywhacker.
What was your total count on that one?
210.
210? Okay.
This estuary in northwest Washington is home to thousands of birds, including the largest breeding colony of great blue herons in the Pacific Northwest. Counts like this serve as an annual checkup.
We do have a feel for what's happening out here because we do come regularly.
So they were some of the first to notice the new arrivals.
Matt and I are coming to do our survey. He throws on the brakes. He goes, there they are. And there's 11 pelicans they were like next to here. And it's like seeing aliens arrive. I mean, they aren't here.
Yep. When birders come across an unfamiliar species in their backyards, it's a big deal.
It's unprecedented for them to be here. So something really unusual is happening. Of course, we're having a blast. It was just amazing.
The American white pelican's range stretches across much of the country, but not into western Washington. White pelicans have 9-foot wingspans and long orange bills. They're different from brown pelicans, a more common summer visitor to coastal Washington. At first, Kirschbaum and Ayler saw just a handful of white pelicans.
Then we had like 30, and then there were 50. I mean, finally it was up to 100.
Ayler put out a call for sightings and soon heard back from birders across Puget Sound, out on the Olympic Peninsula, and north into British Columbia.
And I've got, easily 75 to 100 reports that have come in.
Normally you would find white pelicans of the Pacific Northwest at freshwater lakes and rivers farther south and east, 250 to 500 miles from Puget Sound. They nest on islands where they're safe from predators like coyotes. But parts of Oregon and California are enduring another year of severe drought. And that means prime breeding grounds like Malheur National Wildlife Refuge have gotten so dry that coyotes can walk across the lake beds where pelican nestlings are easy prey. Joe Sheldon has been following the relocation of the pelicans. The retired ecology professor says the pressures of climate change could be at play.
You might describe these as a climate refugee if indeed Malheur has dried to the point where they can no longer feed and breed there.
When it comes to adapting to warmer, drier climates, Sheldon says other species may be worse off. For one, pelicans can fly, and because of that, they've learned to adapt to a range of habitats.
They can tolerate a variety of different temperatures, and in terms of their feeding niches, they're also relatively broad. So the broader the niche, the more tolerant they tend to be.
But that doesn't mean pelicans are in the clear.
You see, if conditions deteriorate on the breeding range because of habitat destruction, climate change, or other factors, they either have to find a new location or indeed they will go extinct.
So the pelicans of Puget Sound could be pioneers searching for a site for a new colony. A recent Idaho Department of Fish and Game study has found that pelican colonies across the country have been shifting north by about 200 miles over the last 50 years. But it's too soon to say if these pelicans are just Puget Sound tourists or new summer residents. For Here and Now, I'm Katie Campbell.